Well, the end was supposed to be here by now, Lee. Yeah, it was. Yeah. April was originally scheduled to be the worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. Mainstream financial media declared it so. Tweet went viral, bounced around for a few days. It was going to be terrible. It was going to be absolutely awful. All because of Trump's tariffs. And he wouldn't just give in to China and go away. How'd that work out? I just want to remind people where we were April 2nd, Liberation Day, mm-hmm. and really that week. And I mean, just the absolute doldrums in the roller coaster ride that they took the stock market on. Yeah. And where are we now? How'd that work out? After, remember, all of the smartest, brightest, rightest people, the shiny shoes, the Wall Street set, from CNBC to Fox Business, all assured us these tariffs were a disaster. I mean, Cheryl Cassoni might as well have just showed up in black every day for Fox and Friends in the morning. This was just, it was terrible. It was going to end everything. It was going to be awful. Consumer confidence, unexpectedly high numbers. Wow. I mean, no, really, what a turnaround.
Yeah, subheadline, we got it wrong.
Right, which they will never admit, okay? If you're making your investment decisions listening to these people, stop. Turn around. Don't. There are much better people with much bigger audiences on X. This is why the mainstream media has no credibility, and the mainstream financial media should have even less than that. The conference board's gauge of confidence increased by 12.3 points to 98, marking the biggest monthly gain in consumer confidence in 4 years. And this is what, like, I don't know, a month and a half after Armageddon?
Yeah.
Supposed to be Armageddon. But then remember, we had them, and this is one of these stats that's going to be burning my brain for years, Lee. I will never forget it. Scott Bessent got it from Vanguard. And that was this. 97% of mom and pop investors, just people with 401ks, they're not institutional investors, they're not hedge funds, did not at the time sell their stocks since Trump took office. They held on to it. And so these people whining and complaining and whooping up hysteria on all these channels were completely ignored by 97%. In other words, it's the mom and pops, it's the regular people who just looked at the hedge funders who were on CNBC tearing their hair out, saying the end is nigh, laughed, and went about their business. They couldn't even, so when you saw the market go down, they fully intended to crash it, but they couldn't do it because they couldn't get anyone to believe them.
Main Street are not a bunch of lemmings.
No, not anymore. And, you know, I was saying at the time, 5 years ago, they could have crashed this market. And I mean truly, well and truly crashed it, really achieved their goal, which they telegraphed, which again was the worst crash since the Great Depression in a single month, like the worst month for stock losses in it since the Great Depression. That was the scale of their ambition. They couldn't do it. And by the way, such is their hatred for Trump and their desire to maintain a system that artificially enriches them, because it's not capitalism, that they were willing to risk destroying the market. You know, in other words, starting a ball rolling down a hill that they lose control of. By the way, this is the best part. MarketWatch has a piece out. What did all these hysterical hedge funds and big industrial, you know, scale investors do after they sent their shiny shoes on TV to foment terror? You know what they did quietly by the end of the month?
What? Buy back stock?
But they bought it all back. Yeah. They bought it back. Strange thing to do since Armageddon's on the way at all. I just love the irony here. And I bring this point up, Lee, just to remind people, be very, very careful about believing these people about anything. Because they lie. I will never forget, as long as I live, being on the radio the week of the real estate market crash that would cause the Great Recession. I'll never forget it. First few days of the week, they send, I called him the ghoul because he really did look like a ghoul, Austin Goolsbee. And he would be on there with all the talking heads telling us that this real estate market thing wasn't real, that it was fine. It was great. Hold on to your stocks. Hold on to your investments. Nothing wrong. That was like Monday and Tuesday. By Thursday, bam, crash. So understand, if there's actually a crash coming and it hurts them, they will lie to you up to the moment of it. Conversely, to try to stop Trump, they will lie to you up to the moment of it. Just be very careful who you believe. Because these people got it way, way, way wrong. And there's no mea culpa. There's no, oh, sorry about that. Did we give you bad advice? You know what it is? It's like Biden all over again. It's like Biden and dementia. Mm-hmm. We could not have known. Yeah, you could. Anyway, it was supposed to come in at 86. Instead, it came in at 98, the Consumer Confidence Board's gauge. So
maybe Cramer will have a Jake Tapper moment and write a book about it in 4 years.
Yeah, and then read it and do the opposite of what he says. Exactly, you'll be rich. Yeah. Very, very prosperous. Right, yeah. It's incredibly good investment strategy. So, new poll out. We'll see. 57% of primary voters would love to vote for someone other than Lindsey Graham. That's interesting.
What poll
in South Carolina?
Is that a Winthrop poll?
No, it is a Pulse poll, and it is put out by the Mark Lynch campaign. Got it was paid for by the campaign.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see. If that is true, that would be very interesting considering Trump has endorsed Lindsey, if that's true. In other words, that's people saying to Trump, nah. But then again, I mean, you remember when Trump was here, it's happened more than once. He's been here for rallies. He introduces Lindsey and the whole crowd boos.
Yeah, that big rally in Pickens County, it was that was very interesting. And he had to quickly come to the defense of Senator Graham.
I know.
Right there on the stage, live, yeah.
I mean, that's the heart of the GOP base right there.
Yeah.
And that's also Lindsey's stomping ground. Yeah. I mean, he grew up around there. I mean, that's the heart of the heart. And I mean, you're just like, wow, I don't know. Yeah. But somehow the guy pulls it off. So it's crazy. You go into it thinking, how can this guy possibly win? But then he does.
Yeah, and I think it's because there's never a coalition that coalesces around a single individual primary opponent. It's always divided up. And so he's either able to get enough to, you know, avoid the runoff, or at least if they do have to go to a runoff, that he's able to overcome there because there's not a solid coalition of folks who will get around one candidate in the primary.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that when you look at the sort of mentality of people in the Charleston area.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I mean, that's
– yeah.
I think that the further south you go in this state, the less true conservatism you see.
Yeah. And there's this big swath of Charleston that
it's
very – yes.
It's rhinos.
Yeah, it's rhinos. And people who will sometimes even vote for a Democrat if the Democrat is moderate enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Which none of them are, but some of them pretend to be. So, yeah, that's – I mean, that's where – you know, Lindsey's looking to. And I mean, that's who put McMaster in. Mm-hmm. I mean, the upstate didn't go for McMaster. And that's why when like literally the upstate's burning down as it was, you know, with the Table Rock fire, McMaster doesn't even show up. He just is kind of written off this part of the state. So it's almost like South Carolina is two states, one half with real talk radio and the other half with talk radio. And people don't know what's going on. So, and then just the makeup of the voters. There's a lot of people moving to Charleston are liberal or they're moderate. So that's how it sorts out. But it'd be interesting. I've always thought though, Lee, if the right candidate came along at the right time, they might they'd have to hit everything perfectly. They might be able to just edge out Lindsey.
Yeah, it would be a tall task.
Yes, it would be hard.
But it is doable, yeah.
Yeah. The thing with Lindsey is all of these people, a lot of people owe him money, like K Street, lobbyists, people. I mean, and so whoever you are, you try to run against Lindsey, you're going to get hit with a boat of cash that's going to get, you know, just in terms of negative ads, it's going to be so massive. I don't know if a human being could overcome it.
Yeah, and that's one reason you always see mailers for Lindsey Graham. You always see commercials every now and then, whether there's a campaign going on or not, a primary or general election. He's always got that you know, patting Lindsey on the back message out there by some group at some time. And that's a smart thing for him to do because he realizes the vulnerability.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, part of the problem is open primaries, too, that the Democrats go right for them every time.
Well, that is the biggest problem that faces conservatism in this state, is the legislators down in Columbia that are stopping us from getting the closed primaries, because the grassroots Republican Party, every single county has had some type of resolution asking the state party to do it. The state party wants it done, too, but they can't get the elected Republicans, so-called Republicans, to go for it. And that's the problem.
Yeah, because Lindsay raises money for all these people. If you
it's not just Lindsay either.
Yeah, but Lindsay is the godfather of the state politically. He's the godfather of the machine. You don't want to cross him because he will crush you in your primary. Everybody knows that, and they're afraid of him, quite frankly. So nobody wants to step out and say, hey, we should close our primaries because he would lose. So he is the big reason our primaries stay open, and this state's so liberal.